The Mustang Sports Network returns with an in-depth recap of the game and a chat with the coach. This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Owings Mills, Maryland, Owings Mills Gymnasium. And Stevenson Mustangs men's basketball wraps up a win over the Hood Blazers, 58-54. Joining us right now on the postgame show is Coach Gary Stewart. And Coach, a little bit of everything it seemed like in this game. A very strong defensive effort, just the right amount of scoring at the end. Had to ice the game a couple of times at the end, but you come away with the win.
Yeah, it was a rock fight. We're not Halle Berry. It's not pretty, but it is what it is, and I'm proud of our kids. I thought we fought, they're hard to play, and we didn't do a very good job at the end defensively. I thought for about 38 minutes we were pretty good, but I didn't think we closed the game out real well from the defensive perspective.
Two players that stood out to me on the defensive end, Joe Kiley and Ryan Hill, and we talk about this all the time when we do our Inside the Huddle interviews, but both of them seem to be flying, as well as other players, but those two stood out to me in terms of flying out around the court.
Yeah, Joe is a tone setter, at the point of attack, and he's excellent there. He brings energy. He's a guy that's highly competitive, and he does a good job. And then Ryan is playing better and better and better for us. And the separation in the game is when he's on the floor. We're probably plus 10 to 12 when he's on the floor. So we've got to do a better job of keeping him out there longer.
And Eric Fisher with 27 points, and for a majority of the second half, he was double teamed, battling, and still able. I thought a telling sign was just facing a double team and laying it up and in a reverse way. It was really seemed like a big basket. It kind of, pointed that you guys are going to be hanging around and have a chance to win the game.
Yeah, all men have want to win, but few men have the will to want to win, and he has the will. And, at some point it was just a senior saying, we're not losing this game. And we did a good job of getting the ball to him in some areas. We ran a play a little bit discombobulated at the end, but we finally got it down there to him at the block, and he made a crucial basket there and then stepped to the line and made some big free throws.
That will to win that you mentioned for Merrick, you come in and we had talked, and so many weeks you've said that the effort has been up and down. Sometimes you've had brilliance, and sometimes it's been a real struggle for you guys. But to, on the home court, first of a planned three-game homestand, to come away with that kind of attitude and the win, what does that say, and how do you feel right now?
Well, it says a lot. Coming into this game, five of our first seven were on the road in conference, and we talked to our guys about we've got a hold serve on our court, and we've got a advantageous slate going forward in conference play, because now that turns, and we've got a lot of programs coming to our place. We're excited about getting our students back, and hopefully, this is the time of year where you got to play your best basketball, and hopefully we can do that.
Well, we're scheduled to see you Saturday. We'll see if that happens, but nevertheless, we will see you at some point. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Gary Stewart joining us here on the postgame show, and we will take a timeout and be back after this. We'll have the highlights and stats with you for this one. Once again, the final, Stevenson Mustangs 58, Hood Blazers 54.